This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Trump, as president, you would be in charge of the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health, both of which say you are wrong. How would you handle this as president?
Autism has become an epidemic. 25 years ago, 35 years ago, you look at the statistics, not even close. It has gotten totally out of control.
Yes, Donald Trump's America, where men are men and the CDC is nervous. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, kicking into gear here, first day of the week, as we do 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, and we had our day off yesterday, and ow, my aching toe, talking about who's crying now, Super Don. Yeah, I know, it's like the one day I get to get out and, you know, do the things I don't have time to do during the week sometimes, and working on the old 49cc scooter, you know, give my son a little bit of an opportunity to go around town for 100 miles to the gallon. That's the way to go, right? And it's a two-cycle engine. So it's like it'll work forever if you care for it. So one of the hoses was it was just leaking gas. So I had gone to look at that, and then we had replaced it with like an L bracket. Not a bracket. I don't know the technical terms for this, but it was like an L piece that had a built-in fuel filter, which normally it doesn't have. And so I hooked it, we got it hooked in, and no, it's not leaking anymore, but it was sputtering. Couldn't get it to run. And I was just persistent. I was dogged in my determination to figure this thing out. So I had to kickstart it a lot, right, to get it going. And at one point, I'm standing on the side of it, kickstarting it with my right foot, which is, you're supposed to sit on it to kickstart with your left, if you can imagine how a normal motorcycle or type of thing would work.
Okay.
And so when I did this, and I wasn't, my wife said I was barefoot. I was not barefoot, I promise. I was wearing shoes, although they weren't super protective. And I was right-footing it down, and boom, my toe hit the ground, the concrete, just perfectly. And it was like, and I'm like, dude, I think I fractured, you know, the toe next to my big toe. And it is black and blue this morning, but it doesn't hurt as bad as yesterday. Because I did Arnica immediately. I did the King Bio had the advanced Arnica, which is great. I put some CBD on it and stuff, and I'm hobbled a little bit. You know how much a toe can throw off your gait? It's crazy.
So the answer to the question of who's crying now is Robert Scott Bell.
Right. RSB okay. and the CDC, right. But for different reasons. Oh, and this is another thing that's funny. At least to me it was. Not funny. It was not funny. Ha-ha. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is weird. But Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, does Freshman Friday with us and, you know, does the notes for us. She called me yesterday and said, ow, my aching toe. I was like, you kidding me? What happened to your toe?
Sympathy like, pains.
No, I know. I was like, what? Because Super Don, you and I have that kind of thing going after 10-plus years. But, wow, now we're on that level with Captain Morgan. She said, yeah, I was on the beach, and I tripped over a rock, and it ripped off my toenail. I was like, oh no. Ow, yeah, I know. Wow. I know everybody's painful start to the show today.
God, now you know why I wear boots.
There you go. Now I've got to learn from you. I need boots. But the, you know, her concern was that it was really bleeding badly. She's like, is there anything else besides silver I should do? I said, well, in Unlock the Power to Heal, there's an Asian formula that stops bleeding cold, but you could take homeopathic phosphorus. But I just said, just soak it in silver, wrap it tight. And she called today. She says her toe stopped bleeding, so she's fine. But what is it about that? She's like, that's not the kind of psychic connection I was hoping for when we were working together. So anyway.
Not very often we get to talk about toes on this show, so that was very timely.
This is true. This is true. So if you want to talk about toe, 866-939-TOE. No, 866-939-BELL, B-E-L-L, that's 2355. Call now. The phone lines are open. Here on GCN, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, the CDC is nervous. Why? Trump is president, right? You remember that audio clip you played in the opening was from one of the debates. I think that might have been the one at the Reagan Library where, you know, they were challenging him on the whole autism vaccine connection.
It was, if you recall, Trump was standing right next to Ben Carson, and they had a bit
That's right.
An exchange. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, they thought Ben was going to back, you know, the CNN or whoever was hosting that one up by saying, yes, of course, you're out of line, President Trump. You're out of line, Mr. Trump. And then Ben Carson says, no, I think he's right, basically. Yeah, we may be giving too many too soon. And, of course, Dr. Rand Paul and Dr. Ben Carson sort of agreed with Trump at that point. And that was a shocker, of course, and that gave hope to a lot of families who have vaccine-injured or even killed children. And that's why it became a one-issue presidency for them, and you know, Trump won. And if we look at where this is going, it means now that he's going to be president, he's going to head up the HHS and the CDC, among the FDA and other things. So there's actually a different kind of perspective on the future, especially when it comes to mandatory vaccination. So there's a great article here on Health Impact News. We have it linked up in the show notes shortly at robertscottbell.com. Why are CDC employees crying in the hallways after Donald Trump's election? And Super Don, I mean, I've got my perspectives here, and I can do this with my eyes blindfolded and my hands tied behind my back.
My brain tied
right
behind my back. Yes.
But I wanted, you know, your perspective is always welcome because as much as we're aligned in things, you have an independent mind. I've never asked you to agree with me 100% of the time, but normally you do. No, just kidding. Not putting that on you. Not putting that on you. But what is it that, this is a great article J.B. Handley wrote, I believe, but what is it that jumps out at you as far as the nervousness of the CDC and should they be nervous?
Well, listen, I mean, as we alluded to in the beginning there, you know, the vaccine linked to autism is something that has been a heated debate for a long, long time. And, the CDC and the scientists, they have tried so hard to make this a settled science situation, something where it's, oh, we don't debate this. And the fact that Trump brought this up in the campaign and in the debates, brought it to the surface and put that in conjunction with the CDC whistleblower and the vaxxed and everything that's going on right now. Yeah. The CDC, I think they're really nervous because now we've got somebody who's going to be president that has acknowledged that, hey, there's something going on here. And with him being in charge and Trump being the kind of guy who's kind of just a no BS kind of person, I think they're worried now that the light's going to be shined, and they're going to be under a microscope. And there's a lot of people that are looking at this going, wow, you know what? I may lose my job.
Yeah. Yeah, the CDC needs CBD, big time.
CBD.
They're anxious. They are so anxious right now.
The CDC's got heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, one of the employees there says, it's really sad. It's depressing. I'm eating a bagel to try and be happy. Really? That's what makes you happy, eating a bagel? I mean, listen, I like bagels like the next guy, but my gosh. Is that going to solve your problem? No, the problem is it's endemically, basically overrun by corruption. The CDC has been captured, as RFK Jr. has said, by pharmaceutical and vaccine interests. They are the same organization that is basically in charge of vaccine safety that also is about vaccine promotion and sales and uptake and, you know, all of the things, compliance. So there's inherent conflicts of interest at CDC. If you are a scientist, and believe me, we love science here. Super Don loves legitimate science and legitimate skepticism here. We do. But what we see in these institutions is a gamed system, a rigged system, where the science, and I think it was just this last Friday show we did, we talked extensively about the fact that there is no way you can determine at this point, just at a glance, what is real and what is not in the peer-reviewed literature. And quotes that John Rappaport gathered together, which was brilliant, from the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancet editors, these things that are not being made up because a homeopath on radio says it, but because the insiders are saying it, and they're upset. I had a great meal over the weekend with Dr. Rob McCuspey, who we've had on a couple of times here over the last months or a year. And he's a nanotechnologist, worked with the government, NIST and everything. I mean, this guy is a PhD. You know, you were talking about egghead. I look like he's like an ostrich egg, and I'm like a little quail egg, just so you know.
But thank you for the egg analogy.
Right, yeah. But listen, we get along famously because I love science. And even though I didn't go to the realm of the PhD, of course, I've been reviewing scientific literature since I could read it. And in many cases, we see problems. And this is where we acknowledge it's like we're on the same side, guys. If there are legitimate scientists at the CDC, which there are, we're on your side. We want the science to come out. But when we deal with the skepducks, and you just did again when Hoofnagel probably had to come out from the litter box to do this, but the idea that if you question vaccine safety, you're suddenly anti-everything that's science. This is an absurdity to begin with. And I don't think Trump stands for absurdities. You know, whether you like him politically or not, and you really can't pigeonhole him politically. He's not one thing or another. But the reality is he knows what's going on the vaccine issue. He met with Andrew Wakefield. I think, did the skeptics get wind that he met with Wakefield, and they tried to attack him on that yet?
Of course, yes.
They have, okay, yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah, they're not fans of Trump at all.
Mm-mm.
At all. In fact, you know, it was like, I think it was just this morning,
mm-hmm.
I was looking over some comments that these knuckleheads were putting out there about an article that Orac had written. And I came across a term I'd never seen before. I love new words.
Yes, you do.
New words are cool, even when they're made up, when you make them up. But
you like mine, yes.
Yeah, there was this term called Luddites.
Luddites, yes.
Luddites, is that what it is?
Well, you could say it a number of ways. It's like anything, potato, potato,
yeah.
Luddite.
And
Luddite.
I had no idea what that was. And this guy was using it as kind of a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. Trying to say that there's no reason why you should have to write scientific literature in a way that the Luddites can understand or comprehend.
Right.
And I had no idea what that was about. And apparently, I guess back in the 1800s, there were these bands of English workers who went up and they started destroying all this machinery, like in the cotton and woolen mills, because they believed it was threatening their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were called the Luddites.
Yeah.
So
those who stood against, who stood against progress. That's the theory, anyway. But the idea of progress is, you got to take into account those issues. If you're going to wipe out entire sectors of the economy because you believe in globalism, I think that's why Obama is out. And that's one of the reasons, but the biggest reason why Hillary is not in. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Of course, your liver health is on tap, too.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why are lab rats at the CDC happy while the employees, government employees, a little nervous with Donald Trump being president? Actually, I haven't talked to any of the lab rats. Have you, Super Don? We don't have any confirmed quotes from lab rats today. See, that's why we don't do the fake news here. We'll actually validate sources, and until we can have a direct, you know, confirmation of a source from a lab rat that's happy about something, we're not going to actually.
Yeah, just, you know what? Actually, I did get a quote from a two-headed lab rat that said we're happy. Yes.
We're happy. Okay, yeah. So we'll go with that then. All right, seven reasons. There are seven reasons, according to J.B. Hanley in his article. Linked up in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan. Go to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. You'll see it there. Why CDC employees are crying in the hallways after Donald Trump's election. Let's see, what is number one of the seven reasons? Oh, yes, the CDC got outed last month by its own scientists complaining that the CDC's mission is being influenced and shaped by outside parties and rogue interests. This is according to, the HuffPo. October 17th, workers inside the CDC are now getting emboldened that Trump is in there, and we're going, dude, well, they actually brought this out in October, but there's stuff that's going on. People are out at this point, for them to speak up means it's really bad. Because they risk their jobs when they put their heads up and say, hey, it's really bad in here. We've been taken over by pharmaceutical interest. Reason number two, CDC has a whistleblower scientist. We've talked about him for a year and a half now almost. Dr. William Thompson alleging that CDC scientists destroyed data that showed a link between MMR and vaccines and autism. And, of course, people on the vaccine religion side of things don't want any mention of the fact that there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies determining safety or efficacy. Or the fact that $3 billion plus has been paid out to families of vaccine injured and killed children since 1986, or when it kicked in at 1988, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court that is funded by taxpayers. So let's see, what else we got on that list? Number three, reason number three. CDC has another whistleblower alleging that the CDC's gathering of autism prevalence numbers has been fraudulent. So now it's not just William Thompson. The Alliance for Human Research Protection, April 4th of this year, Dr. Judith Pinborough Zimmerman, former principal investigator for the CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network in Utah, filed a whistleblower lawsuit in the U.S. District Court. Dr. Zimmerman charged University of Utah researchers for CDC's network with publishing data under people's names who had not done the work and that the data contained uncorrected errors. Yeah, it's a disaster at the CDC. It's an absolute disaster. There was an additional reason, number 3A. One of the Danish studies authors, we've talked about this before, Paul Thorsen, happens to be on Interpol's 10 most wanted list. He's an international fugitive. Never mind, he got the funding to produce the so-called science that says there's no link between the MMR vaccine and autism. But he's an international fugitive. Can you imagine if there was a study done that proved definitively that the MMR vaccine caused autism, but the lead researcher was on Interpol's 10 most wanted list? Would that not be the mainstream media's report every day? Still on the loose.
Right.
Paul Thorsen, still on the loose. All right. Reason number four that the CDC is nervous. By the way, he took $2 million in taxpayer funds from the CDC. That's why he's in trouble. Let's see. Reason number four, two Merck scientists, whistleblowers, are alleging that the mumps vaccine doesn't work very well and that Merck knew and had fudged the data. So this is the story about the spiking the tests that were done on MMR, particularly the mumps, the rabbit's blood that they spiked it with containing antibodies. Because the actual vaccine does not stimulate antibodies. So there is no so-called antibody protection, artificial as it may be, from the MMR vaccine toward mumps. And we have seen the rise of mumps precipitously in certain communities and colleges. And if the media can get away with it, the old fake media, that's the big ones, the CNN, the MSNBCs, the Foxes of the world, ABC, NBC, all of them ignoring that fact and saying, oh my gosh, it's because kids aren't getting the MMR thanks to Andrew Wakefield or the movie Vaxxed. Not that the mumps part of that has no efficacy. Reason number five, just yesterday, or is that 2 days ago now, a local TV station in Atlanta explained to the world that the vaccine court isn't working. WSB-TV, that's a big player in Atlanta media market. Number six, a published study shows that 83 cases from the vaccine court compensated children with autism for vaccine injury. Oh, it's not supposed to be real. There's no autism for vaccines, but the government court compensated them, and it wasn't one or two, 83 cases now that are known. Finally, reason number seven, President-elect Trump appears to know the truth about vaccines and autism, and he's not afraid to say it.
Bingo.
Ben, Trump's America, where men are men and the CDC is nervous. Yeah. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. What about health care in America? The 7-point plan from not Obama, but from Trump, coming up in the first 100 days.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Depending on how you look at it, we're either 106 years behind or 106 years ahead of where the federal government is where it relates to health care. And in either case, we're right. 106 years ago, the Flexner Report of 1910 set the stage for the medical monopoly, the disaster that is called the healthcare system in America. Whether controlled by Republicans or Democrats, it's a disaster. I think Trump would say that from time to time. It's a disaster, right? And it is.
It's a disaster, big league.
Big league.
He likes to say big league.
Big league disaster. It is. There's no question about it. And listen, we're ahead of where the government is in many ways. And that's not saying much, quite honestly, but let's just acknowledge it. We actually know history here, how we got here. Very few people in the government at the lower minion levels, the CDC included, know anything about the history of medicine in America. Trump knows some of it. He's got some good people advising him. We're going to continue to pump it up and put that message through to him as well. Americans want to focus on health care. They want Trump to focus on health care first. According, this is Fox News is publishing this. I don't know what was the percentage. It was like everybody. Jobs took second place.
Yeah.
What was 21%. So it's like,
yeah,
if you
I mean,
have
it's not
choice.
Like a huge thing, but there were multiple choices there, and the highest one, they wanted jobs, and one of them actually was race relations, which I'm like, that really isn't the job of the president, but,
No, I know, especially, and we're not going to talk about this, even though I'll mention it, the ridiculous
I never should have said it, right?
Right, you did. The Hamilton thing, they stop and they talk, they try to lecture Pence about race or something.
Oh, at the Hamilton performance, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, can you just go to a theater and enjoy a presentation? I mean, I'm not a personal big fan of Hamilton, and not the play. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but, it's pretty witty from what I understand. Good music. But Hamilton, if you know historically, versus Jefferson, there's a lot to go over there. We'll leave that alone for now. What are we going to do? If the majority, again, on this poll, it's like the highest percentages went, hey, Donald, we want you to deal with health care. So what are you going to do? And you can understand that because who can afford it? Right? But who really knows it's not healthcare either? But the biggest issue that people are concerned about probably is existing coverage or pre-existing, right? Coverage for pre-existing conditions. Now, that's a recipe for bankruptcy for an insurance company. Because if you're insuring somebody, it's supposed to be, by definition, insurance is for unexpected catastrophes. You already know somebody's suffering from a serious disease that is having to be paid and paid and paid and paid and paid. Your insurance company are going, no effing way. We're not covering that because that's not insurance. Insurance is about what you don't know, what's unexpected. Although the vast majority of things insurance is covering today are preventable diseases, not catastrophes that are unexpected. And somebody will say, what about cancer? Isn't that unexpected? Well, yeah, it's unexpected if you perceive that eating Twinkies, ding-dongs, and ho-hos, and smoking cigarettes, and eating heavy metal vaccines is not going to have a deleterious impact on your health, including the creation of cancer. But again, that's the vast majority of the American public. They think, oh, well, if cancer comes, it's bad luck. It's my genes, because they've been programmed by the minions of the medical mafia and the monopoly that it holds. And so when they can convince you you're just a victim, then they can control you by saying, well, when that happens, we're the only ones you can come to help you, right? You have a deficiency of chemotherapy, deficiency of radiation, surgery, definitely. You don't have enough surgery in your life. So this is the state of healthcare in America. And Natural News publishes, and this is actually, I think, from March, where then, prior to becoming president-elect, put out a seven-point idea plan for healthcare. What would Trump do? Number one on the list. Repeal and replace Obamacare with health savings accounts. Health savings accounts. Now, this, what I argue is better, yeah, because you're somewhat in control of where you're spending your health care Federal Reserve notes. But even that, as the liberty guy that I am, says, this is social engineering through government. This is me, obviously, being a little bit nitpicky on this, but I have to at least state my perspective here. That if the government can direct you to put money away for something that you may or may not want it used for, it's still not freedom. The question is, will these HSAs allow you to spend that money for health care in a way that you believe and perceive is right, like for starting a garden?
Right. So basically what you're saying is an HSA is not exactly the same thing as stuffing your money in a mattress. There's regulations that are involved.
Correct. Right. They're going to say, well, government, can I use it to buy some selenium, some homeopathic remedies? It's like, oh, hell no. Don't you dare think we're going to let you do that, right? Because we have a pharmaceutical medical monopoly. Now, if Trump says, you know what, the HSAs are wide open, you get to decide how you want to spend your health care dollar on anything you want, boom. All right? That's freedom. But, of course, the leftist progressives think that that's not right because they have to control what you do. But then again, many on the political right also perceive that as well. So I'm not getting anybody off scot-free on this perspective and analysis. Second, the Trump White House says it will work with lawmakers to devise a healthcare system that is patient-centered to promote choice, quality, and affordability. Now, the question is, how do you achieve that? How do you achieve that? Affordability, you can never do affordability with covering previous conditions, existing conditions. That's charity, or that's welfare. You're just one way or another, because that's not, you can't profit off of covering people that have a previously existing condition that you know you're going to be shelling out X number of dollars a year, well beyond any so-called premium that people pay in for insurance. That's not insurance anymore. That's welfare or charity if it's done in the private sector. But then
well,
again,
and,
go ahead.
And I just want to point out that he was hit just recently on an interview with the question specifically asking about pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And he assured that that would be a part of his plan.
Yeah, which tells you he's not a real conservative.
Right.
Now, that's not me criticizing him for not being a real conservative, because I think, these labels are, even though sometimes we have to use them to kind of have frames of reference. But the question is, then, he believes in government-mandated welfare. The force of a gun steals from somebody and gives it to somebody else. So he's not purely what the some of the Republicans, Tea Party or whatever you call them, alt-right, perceived to be one of them. And that may be good. You might like that. You might like that about Trump, leftists. You might like that. My feeling is that charity is best left to people being charitable, as opposed to stealing money and forcing it to be used for what? The benefit of large corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. What we've got is phony capitalism. It's not a free market. Freedom didn't do us in. It's capitalism. And so what this would be is basically, yeah, we'll cover your pre-existing conditions via some form of welfare, but guess what? Those pre-existing conditions, that money can only be spent to the benefit of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the licensed medical monopoly. So it's not really a solution. It's more of a placation. Is that a new word? I know you can placate, but it's placation.
Placation?
Yeah. Not PlayStation, placation.
Let me Google it. Hold on.
Yeah, Google placation. All right, allow consumers to purchase health insurance from all 50 states. Got nothing against that. But you must allow insurance companies to provide things that people actually want to buy. Like if I was to engage in the insurance schemes that are out there, and they were actually covering unexpected catastrophes, right? A traffic accident, something that was totally unexpected, and then you were injured or hurt, and that you needed some form of expensive medical care to recover. That's insurance, but right now the insurance companies are not allowed to do that as a sole item to say this is the policy we want to offer because there are people that want to buy it. So not only buy it from all 50 states wherever you are, fine, but make sure it's what the people want to buy, that you're not going to limit the insurance companies providing an option for them. Because there are a lot of people, myself included, that have no interest in coverage into the chronic disease management state of the medical monopoly through the insurance schemes. Again, still mandated, as far as I know, even under the Trump updates here. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll keep an eye on that. By the way, great article by John Rappaport today. We just published it. It's I don't know if it's linked in the show notes, but it's titled An Open Letter to Steve Bannon, Trump's Inside Man. Out of the box, Bannon's the originator of policy projects challenging ideas come hell or high water. And it goes to where, you know, Rappaport and I go a heck of a lot further in terms of recovery. Number one on his list on a search engine, he says to Bannon, type in the term Urban Farms Chicago. Urban Farms Chicago. What will you find? Oh, my gosh. There are local people growing and eating their own food, clean, organic, non-GMO, and even being sold if they want for profit. You want to transform the inner cities to one of viability to the extent that it could be? Start growing food in every available space. That's real health care. That's real health insurance. Real food. Not subsidized Twinkies. Refined crack cocaine-type foods that are parading as foods wrapped in cellophane. That's one. Two, how about any health care practitioner of any stripe can practice freely as long as he doesn't offer remedies which are more toxic than the standard medical remedies for the condition he's treating. Oh, good Lord. This is in the realm of If Trump did this, the world would be coming to America for healing because the innovation would be let loose. All healers being allowed to heal on equal footing, no license required. You just can't pretend to be what you're not or do what you're not trained to do. But medical doctors would be no more exalted than homeopaths and herbalists and Reiki masters. Everybody's got their area of expertise, and you wouldn't get to ban the ones you don't like or claim they are not scientific. The people would get to decide. Imagine that. How many on the left or the right would support that? Because there are elitists on the political right who think you don't know what to do as well, but it's largely the progressive left that doesn't believe you should be left to your own accord to figure this thing out. You're too stupid, according to those leftist elitists. Well, I would rather have the freedom to make a mistake that harmed my health that I could learn from it, which I did plenty in my life, to where I am stronger, better, faster, right, than I ever was when I was raised by a medical monopoly, the $6 million man. Good Lord. Maximize flexibilities for state and local leaders to design innovative Medicaid programs. Okay, this is go back to Trump's ideas. Healthcare IT, price transparency, attempt to remove regulatory barriers that favor big pharma. That's heading in the right direction, Donald Trump. I will give you props for that. But will it go far enough?
Oh, Robert, it's never enough for you.
Right, yeah, I know. I like freedom so much, it's never enough. My freedom ends where yours begins, folks, so don't worry. I'm not here to mandate freedom for you if you don't want it. But get out of my way when it comes to my freedom. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the notes, robertscottbell.com. We got an update from Rob Schneider next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn
learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You ever miss a show? Don't worry. You got GCNLive.com. They archive it immediately. We have it up at iTunes, Stitcher Podcasts, as well as TuneIn and UK Health Radio, Red State Radio. Where else? SoundCloud as well, catching up there. This is an amazing thing. You know what? This morning I woke up and you know how those pictures will pop up from time to time? Your memory on Facebook, right? And went back 8 years. 8 years. And it was the picture I took with Ron and Carol Paul. Ron Paul and his wife Carol in Fort Lauderdale after one of the Republican primary debates.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. That was a great memory. I mean, you know, you remember the excitement? That wasn't last time. That was like two cycles ago. It was just the building momentum. People were like, wow, Liberty, cool. Ron Paul, this guy's awesome, right? Well before a Bernie Sanders following or a Trump following.
I think it was right around that time when you also, I remember there's a picture out there somewhere of you standing next to the Ron Paul NASCAR car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Remember that?
We were doing tours. There were, real honest to God, NASCAR drivers that were excited about the, you know, Liberty Restoration, and they had Ron Paul on the cars. Yeah.
That was a magical time. It really was.
Was something we'll hopefully be able to tell our kids. In fact, you know, my kids very much know about it. And when we found the place where we are living now, for the most part, there was a sticker on one of the road signs, Ron Paul 2012. And I thought, that's a sign. That was a sign. I felt like, okay, this is the place for now. Anyway, folks, we also had Rob Schneider on a few years back. I think, was it in 2012 as well?
Four years ago.
And, you know, whether you like him, he's funny or not, he's a smart guy, very smart guy, and not afraid to question the establishment. And so he's been very open and vocal about the vaccine issue, vaccine rights in California, siding with parents over bureaucrats and even doctors. And he just dropped a wicked tweet on Democrats
Rob, you just living dangerous, aren't you? I love you. He said this. I guess this is a post-election tweet. It was the 18th of November. It was recent, though. I don't know. He was waiting for this one. I wasn't wondering if he was thinking, should I or shouldn't I? And he did.
Well, then, obviously, I mean, listen, you know, yeah. You've got all the snowflakes in the streets that are protesting and angry and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. It was more than the election. It was the response to the election he was probably referring to. He said this, and I quote, "I haven't seen the Democrats this mad since we freed the slaves."
Ooh.
Ooh, ow.
Now, ouch.
What do you mean? What did he mean, we? Was he talking about Republicans?
I believe so. Okay. You know, I mean, this is the North versus the South, you know, type thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I mean, look, it's kind of a low blow. You know, he's obviously trying to get under some people's skin. And apparently, if you look at the replies on Twitter,
yeah,
it worked.
It worked? They're upset with him?
Oh, my goodness. Some people are just coming out of the woodwork. I mean, there's one in particular here where they're just trying to slam back at him. They're like, yeah, you know, 150 years ago, that's right about the time you stopped being funny.
Oh, man. Well, there's always going to be that.
Listen, but I mean, he had to know this was going to happen. But
yeah, well, he's still part of the rat pack of Adam Sandler and his crew. They're still doing a lot. I think they're on a comedy tour right now. Norm MacDonald, a bunch of folks getting together to do funny things. You know, again, that's also Generation X, right in that realm, right in the latter part of the baby boomers, beginning of the Xers. And yep. If you think about it, the Gen Xers were a big part of Trump's win, too, I think. You know, who saw a lot of garbage between right and left.
Well, I mean, we're considered Gen Xers, right?
Correct, yes, yes.
And then you've got Y, which I can't remember what the deal is with them.
I think they became the millennials, right? No?
And then you got the millennials.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was funny, I actually saw a thing on, it was a Wikipedia thing that now they're called Generation Snowflake.
Snowflake. Well, again, the wussiness in that generation, with exceptions, of course, we're, you know, generalizing, because Captain Morgan's not a wuss. She's strong, as her husband is, in seeing through this. And, of course, you know, are not upset by Rob Schneider calling this stuff out. Now, granted, the Republican brand and the Democrat brand, you see them weave and interweave, and it's like they're two sides of the same coin. So.
They've flipped, and it's flipped. So interesting. Yeah. I actually took one of those little tests that you see sometimes on Facebook. You know, like, what your kind of person are you with this or that, whatever. And there was one on libertarianism.
Yeah.
And I was like, why not? I'll just do it. And so I did the questions, and it came back and said, I am a classical liberal. And I was like, ooh.
Right.
But classical the definition liberal. Of that.
Yeah.
Is nothing like what it is today.
No, it's more like a true libertarian, and that's a hard thing to define because folks, you know, literally said this, two people agree on 100% of things, one of you is not needed, right? Everybody's got a perspective that's a little different because you walk in your shoes. And right now I'm going, ow, my shoes, because of my toe, my aching toe. But I got Arnica, and I got CBD. I hope you get some too. Fake news. What is Zuckerberg's plan for Facebook? Coming up next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baradiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.